Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play.
So Hooters bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Lee Stoller. That's the name on the book, Connection Culture, the brand new book out just today, literally launched today on this show and available wherever books are sold by Michael Stoller, Connection Culture. I hope you'll check that out. ConnectionCulture.com too, right, Mike? That's the website?
That's the new website, yes, sir.
So congratulations. We're talking about, Mike's been helping us understand, folks, this visit about the about what your culture looks like. Is it working for you? Is it creating problems for you? Customers and employees, it's interesting to me, Mike, how an owner, a business owner, can wander around in a fog about his or her culture. But the employees and the customers, they know immediately what the culture is, don't they?
Well, yes, they feel it. It doesn't take long to see how attentive the people who work in the front lines are to their needs, and also how they treat each other. It doesn't take too long to see that. And those are the signs.
Yep.
Is it a culture of control where people are fearful? Is it a culture of indifference where they're just kind of busy, but they don't seem to be real motivated. Mm-hmm. They don't seem to have a lot of energy or engaging with clients. Or are they good at connecting with clients and with each other?
Yeah, let's just talk about that connection part. We've been talking about culture. Put a bow on our discussion today, Joe. Mike, with the connection part.
Well, the connection is it helps to think about what disconnection is too, and then sometimes it makes it more clear. Disconnection is when people feel unsupported, left out, or lonely. And when that happens, we dysfunction. There's a whole bunch of things that happen in our bodies, to neurotransmitters in our brains, hormones in our body. It just sabotages our performance. But when we feel connected, when we feel supported by our supervisor, by the people we work with, then we're more energetic, we're more enthusiastic. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Customers sense that. They sense that. They want to be around people who work there because they love their enthusiasm. And it's really connection that's fueling that.
You know, one of the ways, in my opinion, one of the ways to measure what the connection that your people are making with in their work, and which is a product of the culture, is what are your customers saying to you? I always feel like if somebody that we do business with isn't telling me something positive about some member of my organization at least once a month or so, I need to go back and check things out. There's something wrong. When I was carrying a kit bag around for another company, decades ago, if sometime during the week or month at least, somebody doesn't say, Jim, I really appreciate your energy and your good attitude or something like that. If somebody didn't say that to me, I felt like I was dropping a step. I need to pick up the pace a little bit. What do you think about that kind of measurement?
Well, that's a great source of feedback, what your customers say about the people who they're working with.
Yeah.
And a lot of organizations do customer surveys, and it's great to take that and use it as a source of encouragement to employees, and that makes them feel more connected too. So it just the new book has probably close to 100 ways to. In fact, if people purchase the book by next Friday, they can get 100 ways to connect, which is a free. File available on the website. It's really a checklist of behaviors. Now, a lot of those are in the book, but this is
right.
A little bit more of a checklist form that makes
right.
it easier
right.
to just kind of scan through and think, well, am I doing this? You know, can I be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it very user-friendly, and it's free, and you can share it with all your employees, and it gets them thinking about how they can be better.
Right. And that's at connectionculture.com. You know, we book... we book 1,000 people on my show every year, more than 1,000 every year. And you know, I need the people we work with to be to want to see us coming, you know, to look forward to the email. And so I want to hear back from you and others about how we do when we connect with you. So folks, if you need to be doing that with your customers. You need to be hearing those things back, and you're going to learn more about how to do that, how to make that happen when you buy Mike's book, Connection Culture, available right now. Go and get it on Amazon today, right, Mike?
Yes, sir, you sure can. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the online bookstores have it.
There you go. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Congratulations on the new book. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Good talking with you.
Mike Stollard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.